No more slander. No more cynicism. No more backstabbing. No more underhandedness. A world where our minds will no longer be filled with irrational fears and with self-doubt. A world where the only currency that we will trade will be love. A world with no more racism, no more sexism, and no more malice. We're told here in the book of Revelation that that world is not only possible, but that it is on its way. And if we'll set our eyes on Jesus and our ears to the ground, we can almost hear it coming. A world where evil and its source will be no more. You know, we see foreshadowing for the defeat of Satan all the way back in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, the Adam and Eve story. When the serpent comes and deceives Adam and Eve, tricks them into taking a bite of the fruit from the tree that they were commanded not to eat from. After they eat of the fruit, the Lord shows up, and when He does, He comes to punish them for their indiscretions. He first goes to Adam and He tells Adam that the ground is going to be cursed and he's going to have to work extra hard through pain and toil just to be able to provide for his family. He then goes to Eve and tells her that her punishment is going to be twofold. One, she's going to forever be in submission to her husband. And then second, she's going to experience great pain in childbirth. And then the Lord goes to the serpent that we know to be Satan and offers the serpent three punishments. First, the serpent is declared, it's declared that he will slither on the ground, face to the dirt for the rest of time. He will also be second, considered the lowest of all of the animals, of all the livestock. And then third, in an image I think that is a beautiful image of prophecy and of foresight and of foreshadowing, the third punishment is this. This is Genesis 3:15. This is what the Lord said to the serpent that day. He said, Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. At the cross of Christ, Satan bruised the heel of Eve's offspring. At the resurrection of Christ, Eve's offspring bruised his head. What we are witnessing here in Revelation is Jesus administering the final blow. This is the full crushing of Satan underfoot. In my mind, and I know this might be graphic, but this is how I've imagined it all week long, is I just see Satan at the resurrection of Christ. I see Satan with his head to the ground, face down in the dirt, and I see Jesus with his foot placed on the back of his neck, and at the resurrection, he presses his foot down so hard on Satan's neck that it begins to bruise. And then what we read about in Revelation here is Jesus with the full weight of his glory in tow, the kavod of God, he presses all the way down on Satan's head, crushing him for eternity. E. Stanley Jones says it like this. He says, when Satan attacks you, command him in the name of Jesus to bend his neck. And on the back of it, you'll find there's a nail-scarred footprint. Church knowledge of Satan's eventual defeat should serve for us as fuel for the fires of our faith. Knowing that Satan will eventually be defeated should encourage us in our daily battles with him. We may lose some of those battles, but the Bible is very clear that we will win the war. And I think that's something worth celebrating. It's the first thing I want us to sing to this morning. This idea that at the end of days, Satan, his minions, his demons, they will all be defeated once and for all, crushed under the foot of the pierced foot of the Lamb. Let's worship together.
Join us in standing. If anything's worthy of a standing ovation, this would be it, right? All right.